You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo.
Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Burn away my fears, and wipe away my tears, and trust in you are here, Holy Spirit.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Sacred Space Radio Maria. I'm your host, Beatrice. The past few episodes, we have been talking about Mother Mary and how she is actively involved in bringing souls to her son Jesus through her apparitions, her messages, and the many healings that happen through her intercession. Today, I would like to continue to talk about our Blessed Mother, her role in the Church and in our salvation, and how an encounter with her can transform one's life. I have with me in the studio Greg Cahill, who will share with us his life, how his life has been transformed and enriched through his relationship with our Blessed Mother. But first, let us begin with the prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Mary, Immaculate Queen, look down upon this distressed and suffering world. You know our misery and our weakness. O Thou who art our mass in the hour of peril, have compassion on us in these days of great and heavy trial. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So the Catholic Church has dedicated the month of August to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Over the centuries, as saints and theologians reflected on how Mary pondered and treasured the sacred events from the life of Christ in her heart, as is stated in Scripture, her pure heart was recognized as something we ought to imitate. Devotion to Our Lady's purity of heart began to grow, so much that in the 17th century, St. John Eudes promoted it alongside the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The devotion rose to a new level after the apparitions of Our Lady of Fatima, when Mary revealed an image of her Immaculate Heart to Lucia, Giacinta, and Francisco. During the 1940s, the world was in turmoil, and in 1942, Pope Pius XII responded to the request of Our Lady of Fatima and consecrated the Church and the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary on October 31st, 1942. The war continued, and Pope Pius again turned to the Immaculate Heart. In 1950, Pope Pius XII declared the Assumption of Mary official dogma of the Roman Catholic Church, which teaches the Virgin Mary, having completed the course of her earthly life, was assumed body and soul into heavenly glory. Therefore, on August 15th, the Church celebrates the Assumption of Mary into heaven, followed by the Feast of the Queenship of Mary on August 22, which was established on October 11, 1954, by Pope Pius XII. On this feast day, Pope Pius XII encouraged the whole world to renew its consecration to Mary. So why do we celebrate the Queenship of Mary? Pope Pius XII said of Mary's Queenship, "Turning her maternal heart toward us and dealing with the affair of our salvation, she is concerned with the whole human race. Constituted by the Lord, Queen of heaven and earth, and exalted above all choirs of angels and the ranks of saints in heaven, standing at the right hand of her only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, she petitions most powerfully with the maternal prayers, and she obtains what she seeks. Therefore, we honor our Heavenly Mother as ruler of the angels and of men, and we call her our Queen. Mary is the Queen who brings us blessings of peace. She is the Queen of heaven and earth, Queen of our hearts, and she will lead us to her Son, our Lord Jesus, who will be our eternal peace and joy. So, dear listeners, this concludes my reflection, and after a short break, Greg Cahill will share with us how our beautiful Queen, Mother Mary, has transformed his life and continues to bless him. Hello and welcome, Greg.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being here today and to share with us your story of how your encounter with Mother Mary has transformed your life. Would you like to share with us?
Sure, no problem at all. Well, a friend of Beatrice's, and she asked me to help her out and to share, and it's an honor to do that. In many, many ways, our Blessed Mother has blessed my life and assisted me in some of the most trying times in my life. So I think I'm almost compelled to give a testimony like this so I can publicly thank her and for all the wonderful work she does in my life. I'll give you a little bit of history. Raised in Toronto, a very Catholic home. Uncles that were priests, aunts that were nuns. It was very common. Mass and all that. We did all the Catholic things for sure. But a devotion to our Blessed Mother wasn't really part of my upbringing. And in so many different ways, Mary was misrepresented in my life. And it didn't really invoke me to have a greater devotion to her. It actually repelled me. And, moving forward in my life as an adult, I reached a difficult time in my life where nothing seemed to make sense. And I didn't know why. And I've often told this story because I have to give credit where credit is due. I was watching the testimony of a gentleman named Artie Boyle. Mm-hmm. Artie Boyle is from Boston, Massachusetts, a father of 10. And he had inoperable lung cancer. Mm-hmm. So he had 6 months to live. So Artie, I think, out of desperation than faith, went to Medjugorje, camped out on top of Cross Mountain, and was miraculously healed of his cancer. Mm-hmm. And Artie gave such a strong testimony and such a credible testimony about our Blessed Mother and how he was healed. I had no choice but to put aside all the bad ideas I had regarding the Rosary of Blessed Mother and to try to enter into that relationship. And I'm glad I did, because over the years, the many years, it served me very, very well. And I realized in time, I was the problem, because I had so many wrong, bad ideas regarding our Blessed Mother, her role in my life, her role in the church, the Rosary and that. In some ways, I was hurting my own development. And I've come to the conclusion that anybody who's sincere about a relationship with Christ, you have to go through his mother. We were instructed by that on the cross. So that's what I intend to do. So I'm a person today who says a rosary every day. I do listen to the messages from Medjugorje. I pray to her, I pray to her as a mother. Mm-hmm. And that was something new to me. She was never presenting as a loving mother. She was presenting as almost something that was really an aberration. And so today, I pray the rosary. I help out a rosary in our parish. I treat her as any mother. I tell her all my problems. Like, if you want to know all my problems, I'm going to tell you everything, the good and the bad, as a mother would. And she has blessed my life. Something I was talking to Beatrice before. In April, I was diagnosed with cancer. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, the only way I'm going to get through this is with the help of God and Blessed Mother. So people were praying for me, people praying the rosary. And today, today I received the news I'm cancer free.
Praise
God. Yeah. So I know in my heart, I had brilliant surgeon and wonderful people at the hospital, but you can't tell me it wasn't the hand of the Blessed Mother. Because between now and April and now, I'm cancer free. Mm-hmm. So in that difficult journey, I trusted and asked for help, and it all worked out. So I guess my message is, and I guess we'll explore this a little bit deeper, is that every Catholic, I believe every Catholic, if you want to get closer to our Lord, it's mandatory that you have a devotion or a Blessed Mother. And I've learned that the hard way, and I'm glad I learned that lesson. So. Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that, Greg. No problem. I know it's as joyful as it is, there is some pain as there as well. Mm-hmm. And these past few months, it's not that you were just diagnosed with cancer in April and voila, today you're free.
Right.
You went through a journey, both spiritual and physical,
right,
to get to where you are today.
Right.
And again, the Queen of the world, the Queen of our hearts, Queen of Peace,
right,
has guided you. That whole concept, like when we hear Mother Mary as Queen, what comes to your mind?
Well, that's a good question. She has so many different titles, and I don't know if that really resonated with me. Until one time in 2018, I was in Medjugorje, and it kind of struck me like a thunderbolt. It was very sobering that beyond the Trinity, our Blessed Mother is the most powerful force in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not an honorary title like we say King Charles is. It really reflects her power and her willingness to help her children. And for us not to turn to her, not only as Mother of God and our Mother, but Queen of Heaven and Earth for all our needs, it, to me, it doesn't make any sense that you would journey on your own without her help, right?
Right.
But she, just like her son came to us as a child, she comes to us as a mother and I, in some ways, I don't know if we're guarded, but we don't really sense how powerful she really is, because she doesn't want to scare us away. She wants to come as a mother, just as her son came as a baby in the manger. So, mm-hmm. But is she Queen of Heaven and Earth? Absolutely. Is it a title that she deserves? Well, question. You know, there's always this, in my mind, there's always a debate where women fit into the church in that. And I always say, look, if our Blessed Mother said no to the angel, will we even have a church today?
Oh, that's a very good question.
Yeah, would, yeah. You know? And her role in terms of the church and goes on is immeasurable, what the work that she has done. And she just wants us to love her, and she just wants to be part of our life.
Yeah, just like her son Jesus does.
Yeah, she just wants to be part of our life, the good and the bad. You know, what are the things she did? Her first public miracle was not pushing her son to heal the leper, is making more wine.
Yeah.
To make more wine so the wedding can continue on.
So it could be joyful.
Yeah. So she wants to be part of every our life, both the material and the spiritual.
Exactly.
And people say no. Mm-hmm. And that's got to hurt her. Mm-hmm. That's really got to hurt her, right?
So not only that, I think it hurts her son.
It hurts her son too, yeah. She's so misunderstood, right?
Yeah.
She's so misunderstood. And my journey regarding our Blessed Mother was re-educating my mind who she is and what she wants to do.
So who was she before to you?
Well,
or
she was
anything?
She was a Mother of God, and she deserved all the credit and role, but I didn't have a devotion to her, and she deserves all the credit in the world, but she didn't really have a place in my life, right? I think it has a lot to do with the misinformation I was given as a kid in terms of her role, right? Mm-hmm. And I naively thought I could just get along fine without her help, and people had devotion to her and the rosary. Well, these were their own little personal, like, little adventures. And the mainstream Catholics, well, we can get along without that stuff. And that's wrong.
So, like, you never resonated with those people who had a devotion to the
Archbishop. No, I just thought it's their own little thing. They found their own little journey. And I think, and I'll be careful when I say this, I think the church is wrong to not to remind us that we find our son through his mother. And that's the journey. From the cross, he told us that.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And it's, so all of a sudden it stops being a nice little thing, saying the rosary, and it becomes a mandatory part of your development as a Catholic.
Right.
Yeah, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It is mandatory, but again, it's all up to free will.
I know, but I think here's where education fits in. When we try to help people understand her role and get rid of all the bad information or misinformation, which unfortunately she's been characterized by, and it help people understand her role in our lives and our family and everything like that. And if we do that and we educate and we're good examples of that and how we live, I think that's the most powerful thing we can do to spread the message of devotion mm-hmm. to our Blessed Mother. Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But when I think of a queen, you think of power, You think of glamour. You think of riches.
Right.
She has none of those. She has. She's a queen of humility.
Right.
The queen of suffering. She puts herself right in there in the trenches.
Correct.
Of life.
Correct.
And so maybe she may have been misunderstood by people, just as her son was misunderstood when he came and walked on this earth because they were waiting for the Messiah,
correct,
the Liberator,
right,
and he showed the qualities that are not of this world.
Correct.
So,
But to me, it goes back to she's our mother, and why wouldn't you want the Mother of God part of every aspect of your life? So I invite her into my personal life. I invite her into my business life. I invite her into all the kind of trials and tribulations I'm going through. I want a part of all this.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be, it would be, I'd be a fool on my part not to do that. And that's what I've learned. So as I've matured in my understanding of Blessed Mother, her support and being part of my life is invaluable. Now, here's the thing. It doesn't mean I'm not going to have suffering. Doesn't mean I'm not going to have cross. Doesn't mean life is going to be easy. Well, you know, if her son died on a cross, we got to pick up ours. But she helps me understand that these things lead to a happier life afterwards, right?
Right.
And she's taught me that all the crosses, especially what I went through with my cancer, you know, if your cross is properly picked up, it always leads to new life, and it always leads to resurrection.
Right, right.
You know?
And it's not just in the afterlife. We can have that beautiful new life in moments as we are journeying in this world.
Right.
And, you know, we don't have to wait.
Right.
Till later.
Right.
Yeah.
So I just encourage people, you know, to put aside what you think you know, and keep an open mind and journey forward. And Artie's testimony allowed me to do that. Medjugorje has allowed me to do that. Praying to our Blessed Mother as a mother, because she taught her son. Jesus didn't know everything. So she taught him about the faith. She taught him about different things. So I'm open to be learning too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So and so it's been a maturing process. And if people want to criticize me for having devotion to Blessed Mother, well, what you're really saying is you're criticizing me for loving my mother. So, mm-hmm, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't think you'll be criticized by the people who understand
or
her.
And know, right?
Yeah, and the people who have a devotion to her. There are people who are not of the Catholic faith who do not understand the role of our mother in our life.
Right.
And they fail to see that we honor her. We do not worship her.
Correct.
Worship only belongs to God and to the Holy Spirit and to Jesus.
Correct.
So we honor her. And there's a big difference in that. And when we honor our Blessed Mother, we make Jesus happy.
Correct.
Because that's his pride and joy.
Correct.
You know, so that could be the misconception that people outside the faith, and even people who are Catholic and don't understand,
correct,
what honoring Mother Mary is all about could,
correct,
be. Yeah.
And so I think more education is needed. We need people who give shining examples of how they allow our Blessed Mother to work in their lives. And I think if people were educated, they would see the value, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I try to do that through my life, through the rosary groups I belong to.
Mm-hmm.
Through my own devotion, just to be a good example. Because in some ways, she reached out knowing I was living in ignorance and changed all that through Artie. So I feel, mm-hmm, almost compelled to say thank you, right?
Yeah. And when you say educated, it comes to mind, we're all at the School of Mary.
Correct.
The rosary brings us to the School of Mary, where she educates us about her son by meditating on the different mysteries of the rosary.
Right.
It's not the type of education you can find through textbooks.
Correct.
But it's a type of education that we find through having an open heart and surrendering and allowing allow for us to imitate her pure heart, as I mentioned in the first part of the reflection.
Yeah.
You know, imitating her your beautiful, pure heart.
You know, at the end of the day, she's a mother of God and she's my mother too. And I keep it as simple as that.
And that's so beautiful. Yeah. What else can you say? You said it all in those few little words that tells the world everything.
Yeah. Well, and I at the end of the day, her job is to assist me. She will assist me as late, but the bigger picture is she assists me to prepare me for eternity.
Yeah.
You know, and that, I understand that. Mm-hmm. I understand mm-hmm. that. And I just, in some ways, it's I kind of describe it. I know she's a mother of God and all, queen of heaven. And I don't debate that, but I just embrace her as my own mother.
And that's grace.
Yeah.
That's a gift that you receive.
Well, considering my starting point, yeah. Exactly, right?
Yeah.
So I go to Medjugorje, and we have a wonderful time, and I'm part of the Rosary, and we always have a good time with our Rosary group, as you know, I try and keep it light, and, you know, people, you know, I've been calling all my friends today, let them know good news about the cancer, mm-hmm. and I make sure they understand that it was their prayer, especially her Blessed Mother, that got me through this to the other side. It could have been 100% worse. And, you know, when I was in the hospital, and you know that because you came to visit me, I normally don't really kind of wear my faith on my sleeve. It's not like I walk up and down Steeles Avenue with a sandwich board announcing to the world I'm a practicing Catholic. But I kept the rosary and the bedside table because I knew the only way I would get through that ordeal, the surgery and post-surgery, was with her help. And I did.
Yeah.
And I did. Now, here's the thing. Was there suffering? Yeah. Was my faith tested? Yeah. And so maybe it's a misconception that somehow if you pray to her that life will just be peachy from that point forward. And that's wrong. That's wrong theology. But she gave me the grace to get through it in a dignified way and to get the other side and be healed. And that's all I can really ask for.
I wanted to just, a question came to mind. When you felt that you were not close to her and you didn't have any desire to really get right. to know Mother Mary, what was the turning point? Do you remember? Like, what was it, that desire within you? What made you open up and create that desire?
I was going through a really difficult period in my life, and I didn't understand why I was struggling as much as I was. Because as far as I'm concerned, I was doing everything I was supposed to. I've been a practicing Catholic my whole life, and I couldn't understand why I kept hitting walls time and time again. And I was searching, and you go to a spiritual director, they say pray more. You go to another one, he says pray less. You know, read this book, don't read this book. And they're throwing all these things at me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, by accident, I was on YouTube, and I saw Artie Boyle's testimony.
His testimony was, yeah.
And it was so powerful, because he gave this testimony, but he gave it in such a credible way. And more important to me, when he was giving it to you, he wasn't all preachy and pointing his fingers. He was a matter-of-fact guy. He was a businessman, a father, loved his sports. His son actually played for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not argue with his credibility. And that allowed me the grace to push aside all the wrong and bad information I have regarding our Blessed Mother and the Rosary and all that, and to really start all over again.
Okay.
And the starting point for me was I picked up my rosary and I said it, and I probably hadn't said it in 25 years.
Okay.
And allowed, so I knew, I didn't understand it, the journey, but I knew at that point I was doing the right thing.
Right.
And that's carried me all these years.
So I like to use the term God incidents.
Correct.
That was a God incident.
Correct.
In your life that Mother Mary or the Holy Spirit used the testimony.
Correct.
Of a person that you resonated with.
Yeah.
That you felt like, you know, this is my kind of guy.
Yeah.
He's a normal man. He has a job, family, kids, and whatnot. And he provided you with the words and the thoughts for you to ponder. And it allowed you to open up your heart.
Yeah, and I've had the pleasure meeting Artie Boyle and his wife. And during this whole cancer thing, we were texting each other back and forth and that. And I just thanked him for his testimony because he was the type of guy I needed. He wasn't preachy.
Yeah.
He told it like it is.
Yeah, yeah.
He told it like it is. And I couldn't argue with his credibility, to be honest. And that allowed me to push aside, as I keep mentioning, all the wrong and if not bad information I had regarding our Blessed Mother Rosary and all that. And I'm glad I did. I'm glad I went through that.
I'm glad you did. I'm glad you felt this.
Yeah.
To her, your encounter
right.
with our Blessed Mother
yeah.
transformed you.
It did.
And you're on the road that brings to peace.
Correct.
And I mean, we all still have turmoil. We all do.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Now there's another way of dealing with it.
Yeah. And it, how can I say this? You know, we're faced with things every day, fears, you know, economic fears, family fears, all these. And it's nice to know that in every situation, I can pick up my rosary, turn to my mother, and all will be well eventually.
Yeah.
And how many people can say that? So they, I don't know what other people do. They run off to the palm readers. Do they run off to the? I don't know what they do. How do you deal with all this stuff?
Yeah. No. I know some people do run off to those other mediums. Yeah.
And all they do is perpetuate their misery.
Yeah.
And I have a surest way to her son is through her mother. And you know, I just so I'm here to. Just say thank you, basically.
And I'm here to say thank you to you for your beautiful testimony. And I'm sure you will have inspired many, many people.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Well, thank you so much.
No problem.
So on the feast day of Our Queenship of Mary, Pope Pius XII suggested that we all pray, consecrate ourselves to our Blessed Mother. So I was thinking maybe we could end off this segment with the prayer of consecration.
No problem.
Okay. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My Queen and my Mother, I give myself entirely to you and to show my devotion to you. I consecrate to you this day my eyes, my ears, my mouth, my heart, my whole being without reserve. Wherefore, good Mother, as I am your own, keep me, guard me, and your property and possession. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Gregory, thank you so much for being with us here today.
It's an honor. Thank you.
You're always welcome to come in and speak about whatever your heart desire is as your faith continues to grow.
Okay, so I'll be here next week then, right?
No problem.
Okay.
And praise God for your healing. God bless.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, dear listeners. Until next time, take care and God bless. Bye-bye.
Been listening to Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo, here on Radio Maria Canada. If you have any comments or questions, please send them to sacredspace@radiomaria.ca. To learn more about this program, please visit radiomaria.ca/sacredspace.